Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Recently, the French President Emmanuel Macron and also the German Chancellor Angela Merkel visited Donald Trump, President of the United States of America, to try to convince him to change his position on Iran and also on the European tariffs. Because you probably know that Mr. Trump had said that he would inflict and impose certain tariffs on European goods. Now, Deutsche Welle wrote on April 28 that ultimately both Merkel and Macron returned home empty-handed from meetings that were overshadowed by the talks between the two Koreas. Both realized that Trump is determined to implement what he promised his constituents. And I found very remarkable the following comments in the German mass tabloid Bild Online, which I had to translate from the German because it wasn't published in English, but that is what they wrote on April 27. It was not Angela Merkel's day. It was Donald Trump's day. What his admired predecessor, Obama, was not able to do, he did, with a mixture of strength and unpredictability. The world's most powerful woman went home empty-handed. Trump views himself to be on a mission to repair everything which was damaged by his predecessors. Trump was scoffed at, ridiculed, and hated. All attempts to defeat him diplomatically, psychologically, or with flattery have failed. The world, and that is the other message of this travel by Macron and Merkel, will have to learn to take him seriously. I found this quite remarkable, because after the meetings, Mr. Trump did give another month of delay when it came to imposing tariffs on European goods. But the Europeans, and especially the Germans, didn't take that very kindly. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle dated May 2 saying this: the EU should not play Trump's customs games. The drama surrounding the punitive tariffs on steel and aluminium, with which the US is threatening its trading partners, has entered the next round. Only hours before an arbitrarily set deadline was reached, President Donald Trump ordered another 4 weeks of limbo in which he wants to impose his terms. Even coaxing from France President Emmanuel Macron and Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel in the past few days has not helped. This president does not value his allies. Now the haggling will continue until June. The US president and his trade advisors have made it clear to the EU that they want to dictate the conditions for the trade in steel and aluminium. They are demanding a quota on imports to protect unprofitable US steel makers. But the European Union must not yield to this blackmail attempt from the White House. It is unacceptable that the US can threaten others with tariffs, which are most likely illegal, in order to prop up its own economy. First and foremost, though, the EU must be united and stand up to the US. The EU has no reason to be timid. It is an economic power equal to the US. Now, these are strong words. We are not taking any position as to who is right and who is wrong. We are just pointing out to you what is happening. Because what this article in Deutsche Welle wrote was mirrored today on May 2 by Newsmax, saying this: the EU warns Trump it will not negotiate under trade tariffs threat. It says European Commissioner President Jean-Claude Juncker said on Wednesday, the European Union will not accept threats in talks with the United States to secure a permanent exemption from US import tariffs on steel and aluminium. We refuse to negotiate under threats, he said. And Deutsche Welle had already written on May 1, 2018, that Brussels said it will not agree to concessions until it first secures an exemption, and we're talking about a permanent exemption. Now, it's interesting how this is going to play out, but however it does play out, we find that the relationship between the United States and Europe is continuously deteriorating. And that is well known. and well recognized in Europe and especially in Germany. And the point is being made that Germany has to stand up and has to do something. And here an article by Der Spiegel dated April 18. The cracks in transatlantic relations caused by Donald Trump's election provide an opportunity for Germany to finally forge ahead with its own foreign policy, one that draws Europe together and fights for what is right, so they say. The world has become a more complicated place, and the United States is no longer a reliable partner. Germany must become more active. Together with France, we need to pull Europe together into a single unit. And again, this article should give you some more clues. This was published by the Project Syndicate, written by Joschka Fischer, the former German foreign minister and vice chancellor. And this is what he said on April 27th. Without the United States, Germany's only other source of defense is a stronger Europe. Europe and the West need a Franco-German response equal to that once provided by François Mitterrand and Helmut Kohl, by Charles de Gaulle and Konrad Adenauer before them. And they need it now. History will not stand still. And then, finally, the question is Europe with the 28 or 27 member states able to do this? No, it's not. And people understand this too. And they are talking about a core Europe. They're talking about a Europe with two speeds. A core Europe consisting of countries coming out of the Eurozone. And so here, this article by Politico, dated April 10, is quite remarkable. It says, Valéry Giscard wants to restart Europe and move forward with fewer countries. At 92, the former French president and a preeminent architect of the European Union is still trying to shape the future of the continent. Under Giscard's presidency, France and Germany put in place the European monetary system, the euro, that laid the ground for a single EU currency. In a 2014 book, Europa, the Last Chance for Europe, Giscard called for a rebooting of the European project with the urgent construction of a strong and federated entity of 12 European nations that would include the six founding members, which are Germany, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg, plus Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Austria, Finland, and Poland. This article goes on talking about a stronger nucleus of EU countries. But it does say that Giscard thinks that the nations which he listed, those 12 nations, may not be the same anymore because things have changed drastically since 2014. And there are many more architects, many more people who are advocating a strong Europe, but also advocating a strong nucleus, a strong core Europe, one of whom has been, of course, Martin Schulz, about whom I have talked to you in the past. He was for a while the leader of Europe. Then he had to step down, and the grand coalition right now between the SPD and the CDU in Germany doesn't include him. But whatever happened to Martin Schulz? Now, Der Stern wrote on April 19 about former German Chancellor, candidate, and leader of the SPD, Martin Schulz, as follows. Actually, he is already back. Martin Schulz is apparently quite ready again. As stated, Martin Schulz has already returned, but only very few have noticed it. Now, we are not saying anything more beyond this, but we are saying there are people to watch. There are those who can be easily used to bring about a united Europe under a core European leadership, which in turn will be led by Germany and a German chancellor, a German leader, somebody who is of German-Austrian descent, something which very clearly is prophesied in your Bible. We have prepared a booklet, Europe in Prophecy, the Unfolding of End Time Events, which goes into all these developments. And I would ask you, I would urge you to request a free copy of this booklet, because it's telling you what has happened and what will happen in the not very distant future. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.